Sup, everybody. That was Promise Ring with Happy Hour from the brand new Very Emergency album. Before it, you heard Arms in Danger, also from that brand new Very Emergency album. Once again, you can order their album through their JDree website. Not out, but out soon. And
what's the motto behind making an album available to order before it's actually released? What's the point? Why don't they just release it?
Because they're trying. I mean, the web. It's like the web. Which is actually an entity unto itself. It like has a house in the hills of North California. It's really trying to bolster itself. No, they're
just trying to make it more.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. And now like They Might Be Giants has, like, I just found this out. They Might Be Giants has a whole new CD out. But you can only get it on the web. You can only download it. You pay and then download it. You can't buy it.
Why would that be?
Some other people have done it. Kristen Hirsch. I just read an article on it, and there's like several fairly well-known bands.
Part of it, like with They Might Be Giants, I think it was production costs that kind of led to it. Like, it was stuff that they liked and they wanted to release, but the label didn't want to put like the money into promoting because it was like B-side, you know, like outtake type product. So they wanted to make it accessible for fans, you know, huge fans of They Might Be Giants can make that extra effort to track it down. The rest of them, you know. Just casual fans could just wait for the next full release.
And I mean, there really is a push that,
and I mean, there's
all media will be destroyed, like at some point.
I mean, there's some artists like Public Enemy who are pushing towards, like, they just see this as a method of eliminating the labels, you know, like the major labels completely, artistic independence. And although it's not currently at the point where you know, it's true independence for the artist and it's accessible to everyone, they're just hoping to push the paradigm towards that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Audio footnote, last minute, no jokes. That sucks. And audio footnote.
Audio footnote, knock, knock. No, they're saying who's there. Orange. Oh, I messed up the joke. And audio footnote.
Audio footnote, guys, come into my audio footnote.
Wow, it is so, I love this place.
Okay, guys, did you hear about the new pirate movie that's coming out?
No.
It's rated R.
Oh.
And audio footnote. All right. We're going to get down to...
I hate when you do that. It gets so dark in there and I can feel somebody. It's like your audio footnote's haunted.
Shouldn't be getting all up in my stuff. You should come out when I say I'm closing it. You're messing around with my magazines.
You got a subscription interview.
Oh, yes. All right, I'm going to get down to informing yo fine ass.
Somebody out there who has really low self-esteem is like, he thinks I have a fine ass.
It really is my best ass.
I have to find him. I will find you, Mark.
I will find you.
Like, one person was trying to decide which one of us was my favorite has now just decided because he said I have a nice ass.
I think you have nice loins.
Unless you're carrying a chocolate cake, don't find me.
Please, somebody come give us a chocolate cake.
Little
plan on it for next week, and we will love you forever.
Little segment of the show where we you know, we've been telling you the truth for a while now. Various levels of truth, shades of truth, the higher truth about your existence all around you. But right now, we're going to give you some facts to go along with that truth. Things you can patronize, get out of the house, get all up in this community, show off that fine ass, which will be even finer.
Oh my god, he said I have a fine ass again! I think I'm in love!
Even finer after informed with some public service announcements. Super happy fun time!
I'm sorry. I'm just really exhausted this week. And so when you put that on the mixtape, turn up the bass, turn down the treble, kind of even out the equalizer. It'll sound a lot better, I promise.
The equalizer, remember that show?
It is.
The equalizer. It was never what I thought it would be, though. Like, I'd forget it existed for a while. I'm like, oh, let's watch this. It's called The Equalizer. It's like, oh, it's some old British dude.
Any show ending with ER, like, you know, Punisher or ER. You know, no, not like a...
Hey, guys, did you see the new episode of Err?
It's E-R, you moron.
Jerk. So, yeah, you can basically, what I'm saying is you can edit out my allergies from that little...
That's the... We'll do that. We'll do that. We got it on tat. We'll just put it right into... We'll put jam. It into... the computer and edit out the allergies.
Oh, I gave myself a headache. I'm lightheaded from kicking out the jams.
Midday Cancer Support Group. The Midday Carl Cancer Center Support Group will meet on Wednesday, September 8th from noon to 1:30 p.m. in the conference room of the Carl Cancer Center. What a scary place. It's just a place where cancer goes to hang out. We'll get it in the South Clinic building. Box lunches will be provided. Just in case your cancer is hungry.
Well, why don't we just blow up that place?
Yeah, it's
everybody's
like,
looking for a cure for cancer.
We'll blow up all the cancer. Meetings are open to individuals with cancer and their family. So if you don't have cancer, don't go. No, but I want to go. For more information, call Janet Kattenberger, MSW, LSW, at 217-383-4581, or Deborah Barton, RN, MS, AOCN. Those are three different things. RN, MS, AOCN. At 217-383-4076. It's nice to know that the silent killer known as Midday Cancer has a support group. I mean, this is a cancer that only manifests from noon to 1:30 during the day. And something's happened where all the lights outside of the booth have gone out. And
creepers.
It's kind of creepy.
Kattenberger?
I think
you can get that changed. You know, you don't have to continue to freak out cat owners everywhere.
Hi, I'm Kattenberger.
Stay away from my cat! Is that a meat grinder?
Honey, are we going to the Kattenberger barbecue tonight?
No.
Welcome to Kattenberger. I'm going to go to
audio footnote. Hammer that joke. Hammer it. Make sure it's level. We don't want anything to trip on
it. Hurts. Ow.
End audio footnote.
All right, the 1999 Friday Forum Luncheon Series will begin at noon. September 10th, with a lecture entitled Where Do Rights Come From? By Susan Ford Wiltshire, Chair, Department of Classical Studies at Vanderbilt University. We now take you to an audio footage, if there's such thing as audio footage, of graphic scenes from Where Rights Actually Come From.
So a mommy right and a daddy right very much love each other. And they lay down together. Well, let me just let the film strip do the talking.
What's up there, inalienable right to human decency?
Bing.
My pursuit of happiness, you're looking fine.
Bing. Bow chicka bow wow, but taka chow chow.
Oh, liberty, give it to me.
Bing! Bow chicka wow wow, but chicka wow wow.
Pursue me all around the room, mister. Freedom from tyranny.
Bing! Bow chicka bow wow, chicka wow wow.
Give me some democracy and give it to me hard and fast.
Bing!
Alright, that's enough.
Do you like the bing for the film strip?
Well, no, it's I can't play that tape any longer. It gets really, really, really bad. It's starting to get into...
The bing was nice, though. It was
Double
really
Jeopardy
film
and...
The right, when they get to the right to bear arms.
It's trouble.
Woo!
Take my rhythm, right to bear arms and form militias against...
Look at... Honey! Honey! Honey, it's here! It's... You had a 12-gauge! No. Right to bear arms. Push, push. I see the stock. I see the stock.
That's so gross an image. Get it out. The Friday Forum series will explore many of the questions.
Wait, what's the topic?
Oh, the topic is visions and collision, secular and religious worldviews of humanity's common future.
So it's crap. That's what they're telling you.
Basically, that's a mouthful of nothing right there.
Vision, but somebody went, you know what it is? They didn't have a series. So they went, visions and collisions.
Word.
That's awesome. We need what can visions and collisions be about?
How about can we do one for pigs wearing wigs?
Pigs in wigs.
Doing jigs.
Yeah, it'll be an anti-capitalism thing or something.
Yeah. It'll be a transvestite capitalism thing.
Yeah.
Somebody got a bonus of $18.50 for coming up with that title. The Friday Forum series will explore many of the questions facing us at the end of the millennium.
Like, where's my power?
Why are you taking my lawn furniture? That's mine still.
Where's the Antichrist? He said he'd be here.
Don't throw a brick through my window.
Why did you eat my child? There's the jewel is still
is
open.
Is everybody resorting to cannibalism, or just you? Do cooperative efforts help achieve a greater range of common interests than free markets alone? What is this bunch of crap?
Keep reading. I want to know.
Are there new models of participation that might expand our notion of citizenship?
Here's my new model of participation. You have to, like, one person gets to talk at a time, but everybody has a bat. And so if you hit him, you can, until someone else hits you with a bat, it's your country.
You can use, the bats are actually a form of punctuation. Put a period on the end of your sentence.
Or an exclamation point.
Exclamation point.
It's harder to do a question mark.
What are the practical dynamics of such personal attitudes as trust, respect, and appreciation for the engendering of greater security, freedom, and achievement for all?
This is all wank. Like,
wank!
It's just like...
It's verbal... That's what it is.
I'll tell you about the practical dynamics of a freaking... Me, you, and a futon!
In exploring these questions...
Sweat, baby, sweat!
In exploring these questions, the Freaky Friday Forum series will clarify the nature of the common good.
It's going to be really weird because you're going to switch bodies with your mom when you go...
Wait, this gets better.
Freaky Friday.
In exploring these questions, the Friday Forum series will clarify the nature of the common good using classical sources for common values, moral and ethical insights for major world religions, other ideological and philosophical traditions, and contemporary political and economic theory and practice. Friday Forum.
It's actually written right there in the card.
Friday Forum, which began in 1927, as somebody's pompous idea, well, has a distinguished history of examining topics in depth and using big words that nobody gives a crap about. Lectures run from 12:15 to 12:55.
But they feel like they're running from 12:15 to Friday. The next Friday.
12:15 to 12:55. The whole lecture only lasts 40 minutes. Ah, jeez. With a camp questions and answer period from 1 to 1:30. And
what is truth? All right, I'll get to that in a minute.
Individuals from both campus and the wider community are encouraged to attend and participate in the
wider
discussion.
Community.
Could you put a diagram of the practical application of respect heading into the next millennium?
There's actually an entrance exam to get into the lecture. And if you fail, you have to wait outside.
The absolutely brilliant thing is that... The Friday Forum is actually taped and then rebroadcast on WEFT later that day.
So I think is it really? Really?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful.
Oops.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Hey, what's up? Bite in the hand that feeds.
No problem with that. All right, I'm thrilled to see this PSA here. I'm freaking thrilled. When I did my old radio program, Radioactive Monsters Over London, almost 2 years ago now, I...
Audio footnote. Mark is the kind of guy to talk about his other projects and audio footnote.
Audio footnote, it's a defunct program. You can no longer consume an audio footnote.
Audio footnote, I was just kidding. I'm not trying to be mean. I love you. Oh, wait, you're outside. Mark, come in.
Yeah, hey.
Mark, I love you.
Tell me I have a fine ass.
You have a fine ass. Now get down. Now lay down on that futon. All right. And audio footnote.
So I'm absolutely thrilled to have this PSA here, and I'm going to read it, and I'm going to read it enthusiastically, because we hadn't been getting these for a long, long time, and I'm so glad to see it back. Crime Stoppers. The Mahomet Police Department.
All two of them.
Yeah. They're both investigating a series of five...
Luke's investigating a series of...
series of five burglaries that occurred
Steve,
on the...
Steve went to the file cabinet. Luke does some files. Luke looked out the window with a concerned grin on his face.
Steve's unfortunately working on a real cracker where this guy actually borrowed this other guy's lawnmower and he... won't give it back, and the first guy's standing on the other guy's lawn and won't get off. So until that dispute's resolved, they can't really give this their full attention, which is why Crime Stoppers needs your help for a series of five burglaries that occurred on the night of August 31st. At 3:25 a.m., unknown persons entered the CVS pharmacy through the roof, activating the alarm.
All right, hold on. They came in through the roof, and they were, okay, well, you know, thanks for pointing out that they were unknown. Like, yeah. The Crime Stoppers bulletin. People we don't know. People like... on August 31st, Bob Rankin of 402 West 5th Street and Chuck...
They actually have his name and address. They just can't find the place.
you know
just
where
driving by, around the streets looking for the
you
street.
You know where 402 West 5th Street is. Please call us.
We've located it to be somewhere between 1st and 8th Streets.
What I love is the fact that, like, they went in through the roof, but they still activated the alarm. If you're going to knock the alarm, why not just go
seriously,
in through the door?
And why are you cat burglaring a drugstore? Wouldn't you get bigger plans if you're actually going through, like, scaling through a ceiling?
They just wanted unless some antibiotics.
Unless that was, like, their practice run or something.
Responding officers found that three other locations. This I like the fact that they made this distinction because there are a couple officers who are not responsive. Nobody's heard from them for a couple of weeks. They just got to belch every once in a while and roll over.
This is Luke and Steve. They're the only ones working.
Had also been entered through the roof. So this is a series of roof enterers. It's a serial roof entering. Including Ace Hardware, Napa Auto Parts, and Lincoln Triad School. Now, Lincoln Trade School or something like that. Now, let's just trace what their plan is. They hit a pharmacy, a hardware store, an auto parts store, and a school.
They're building the perfect grade schooler.
God damn.
That's what they're doing.
Nice.
Auto parts for the...
So the school's the last stop so they could deposit the new grade schoolers into the building.
Into a locker where it will come awake at the first bell.
Cash was stolen in most of the burglaries. Also, the closed treetop restaurant was entered by the suspect who broke a large window in the rear. Didn't eat
with his rear?
Or, I guess. I
that's all in one night, you said?
Yeah.
That's
a busy, busy man.
They are very busy. Very efficient. Criminals like that, you almost
I can't get to the store and drop a video off.
You can break in through the roof of five different buildings.
You can really understand why they went to this treetop restaurant place because, I mean, you do all that in one night and you're tired. You know,
you're hungry.
Yeah. The Mahomet Police Department is seeking any information you may have about these burglaries. The strategy I always recommended is calling the phone number and just feeding them back what's on the Crime Stoppers bulletin. Like, yeah, I think they went to Ace Hardware and the Napa Auto Parts store, too. Because around 3:25 a.m. I know that, and then try to get the reward. Crime Stoppers will pay you a reward if your information leads to the arrest of the person or persons responsible for these crimes. If you have any information, call 373-
Susan B. Anthony Dollar.
T-I-P-S. Callers do not have to give their names or appear in court, so if you're, you know, afraid of a bunch of people who break into pharmacies through roofs, and you fear retribution from people who are building the perfect grade schooler, you don't have to give your name. You don't have to appear in court. Cash rewards are also paid for information on other felony crimes or fugitives in the Champaign County area. He won't get off my lawn. That's not a felony crime, so don't call and report.
What if they
that
came
one.
And actually arrested anybody who gave information and forced them to testify?
We tricked you.
Like, we lied.
Plastered their picture, name, and address all over the news.
Gave it to the people. Like,
these are the guys that turned you in. That's them.
So we'll come pick you up in an hour.
More Quilting with Kathy. Tuesdays, September 7th and October 12th, through October 12th. Kathy Bushley will teach the fundamentals of quilting during the More Quilting with Kathy workshop, sponsored by Parkland College, Tuesday, September 7th through October 12th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Needle. And... The Needle and I, 126 East Sangamon Rantoul. Participants will have the opportunity to make their own wall hanging. There is a fee. For registration information, call 217-351-2571. For more advanced quilters, go to seminars entitled Why the Hell Are We Still Quilting with Kathy? Also taught by Kathy Bushley. And
who is this strange Kathy person? What is our bizarre cult-like dependence upon her?
And then, you know, the professionals go to, why the hell are we still quilting with Kathy? We know all this stuff. We learned it in More Quilting with Kathy. Please guess another instructor other than Kathy.
And if then, you're an idiot and you're not allowed to play with sharp objects, you can go to Quilting with Kathy. Or just with Kathy. Like, it starts at Kathy, and then you go to with Kathy, then Quilting with Kathy, More Quilting with Kathy.
Quilting without needles. Those people that are.
Quilting without quilting. Look, I made a quilt. There's nothing there. Shut up. I see it. It's blue.
Feeling good about buying a quilt and then claiming you quilted it yourself.
Shopping for quilts with Kathy.
Quilt. Kathy's a real son of a bitch. And I hate her. Tyrannistic ways.
Taught by Kathy Bushley. Self-loathing schizophrenic.
Okay.
Take it, quilters.
Take it. Love it.
All right. One last PSA, because we are running out of time. This is the next to last week for this one. And we're just going to end What Jail Is Like when this one's done, because this is really the PSA that has come to define What Jail Is Like, radio in general, media, and life for me.
On Labor Day, Monday, September 6th, Weth will be wrapping up its summer long... Oh, this is the long one. They're doing both at the... They're doing both on the same day.
Oh, no. And Mark is very depressed.
Crisis issues.
Oh, no. We have to get, if anybody has a milkshake about them, please get to the studios at 113 North Market Street.
Taped to a chocolate
cake. He needs a milkshake. He is definitely... He's about to cry.
They don't even... Like, they've rephrased it so that they don't have the classic line.
They don't?
No.
At all?
No.
They were listening to you, man.
Weth will be wrapping up its summer-long broadcast, and what a beautiful, beautiful summer. Summer, Deep Ecology was my summer, babe. Deep Ecology for the 21st Century series with a special two-part broadcast from 5 to 7 p.m. Did I say something wrong, or why are you leaving? We'll be preempting our usual 5 to 6 p.m. Weth Courier programming. I didn't give a damn about that other programming. Really, I listened to it, but it meant nothing. Broadcast will feature part 12, Putting Earth First 101. I always put Deep Ecology first. On Saving the Planet, it's an exciting program. It's going to contain stories directly from the front lines of the battle to preserve old growth redwoods. And fortunately, most of it's going to be drowned out by chainsaws because it's actually at the front lines. And you're not going to be able to hear that much, but listen to it anyway because it's despite its flaws, it's a beautiful thing, and I wish it'd come back. Other endangered species, along with well thought out, and it's always well thought out. They don't just make it up like some other radio shows do. Well thought out reasons for passionate involvement, and my involvement was always passionate with Deep Ecology and the struggle. Part 13, the final part, the denouement, a Deep Ecology future, something that I'm not going to have. It's ending now. Series advisor and author of several books on Deep Ecology, George Sessions, who doesn't give half as much of a damn about Deep Ecology as I do, will explore how Deep Ecology attempts to awaken us out of the superficial assumption that nature is for our pleasure and consumption. I knew that! I knew it all along! Stressing the inherent value and rights of other species, except for bats that poop on your pillow, and the responsibility of humans not to abuse our power for selfish ends, and also the responsibility of bats not to poop on your pillow and get all up in your stuff and then hang out past their time of welcome. Pacifica Network News and Radio Nation will return the following Monday, September 13th from 5 to 6 p.m., but who really gives a damn?
Can you just say the line? Just say the line, even though it's not up there.
You missed the first 11 weeks, but... catch it in its final week because
it's better than
the perspective that Deep Ecology provided. Well, Deep Ecology provided abroad. They provided abroad. Woo! I love you, Deep Ecology. Come back sometime, anytime.
You're always welcome here.
We'll get all crazy with it. All right, that's the end of. It's the end of Super Happy Fun Time. Very important that you give us a phone call right about now, 359-9338. We're going to have about a 15-minute radio herald, which is a lot better than the 8-minute one that we attempted last week. And hopefully we will produce something of a stirring
truth. I pulled
a
quad and, doing that 8-minute herald.
Fictional integrity. In fact, we'll get like an 18-minute one, so it'll be very cool. Please, please, anybody out there, even if your parents are asleep and you're sitting by the radio listening quietly, sneak to the phone, give us a call at 359-9338. We need a word, a phrase, anything to base this stirring 18 minutes of radio theater around. 359-9338.